thought I'd spend a few minutes of just offering tips for skills to take advantage during Seder. It's certainly helpful for Mashir, but many of the tips will be designed specifically for Mashir. Many will just be for learning in general, how to improve and how to develop skills and make sure you're doing things the right way. You definitely have to work, and you have to work in two specific ways. Number one is to work hard, and number two is to work smart, and they're fundamentally different. Working hard means you're putting in, I think there's three levels of working hard. Number one, hours per day. Number two, minutes per hour. And number three, intensity per minute. But each of those are different levels. If you're walking in at 10:15, it means you're not putting in the right hours per day. If you're learning 20 minutes to the hour, that means you're putting in minutes per hour. And it could be you're learning the whole time, but you're half sleeping, you're not paying attention fully, you're not focused, you don't have a drive to figure out those ones. There's different levels of working hard. There were times in my religious yeshiva career where I was putting in ungodly hours. And they just weren't that productive because I was sleeping, nothing. I remember when I was flipped out, I was crazy in yeshiva. I was running back, running back from lunch so I wouldn't waste those 60 seconds it took me to walk back extra. You know, like killing myself up till 2 in the morning, waking up before Shabbos, which was at 6:30 at the time. Like crazy things. I was working very hard, many, many hours per day, many, many minutes per hour, but not productivity per minute. I wasn't focusing carefully. And one level is working hard. There's another value, which is working smart. And how do you work smart? Well, there's all sorts of tips. Some tips are don't get stuck. A lot of times people just get stuck. They don't know where to go. They can't figure out the Gemara. They don't know what to do. They can't figure out the Tosa. They don't know what to do. They can't figure out something else what to do. Part of working smart is setting clear and distinct goals and following through and accomplishing them. My goal right now is to get this dose, folks. Is a not particularly smart goal. It's not stupid, it's just is nothing more smart than anyone else. But if my approach is, and let's talk about this, break down the toast, folks, to how many parts is it? I identify and isolate, it's three parts. What's the first part? Question, answer. What's the second part? Araya. What's the third part? A machlokes rishonim, related time, and the rivam about something random. Okay, now I know the three parts. What's part one? What's the question? And just getting clarity out of it. That's an example of a smart way of working. And I want to speak about mostly smart ways to work because, well, to be honest with you, hard ways to work is already covered. It's hours per day, minutes per hour, and intensity per minute. Working smart. Number one is you got to be honest. You got to be honest. You have to know what you know and know what you don't know. It's totally legitimate to say, I don't understand this Tosfos. I don't know where the Kasha starts. I don't know where the Kasha ends. He quotes the Gemara and Bava Metzia. I have no idea why. Those are called questions. Legitimate, good questions. If the question is, I don't understand Tosfos' question, that's a good question. That's a question. Think a little more. Ask your chavrusa, ask somebody else. If you don't know what you do and don't know, then you don't know anything. You got to know what you know, and you got to know what you don't know. It's totally legitimate not to know. I see Tosfos brought three rayas, didn't understand any of them. I know the rayas, don't understand them. Everybody, yeah. These next 20 words, I have no idea if it's a kasha or a teretz or what it is. It's okay not to know, but if you pretend you know, it's intellectually dishonest, and there's much less likely you'll come to the solution and solve the problem. I think you should break Tosfos into different parts, or any rishon into different parts. How many parts are there to this Tosfos? I'm working, Mashir is working in Tosfos at the bottom, Amr Lo Gadur at the end of the day. I think there's three parts to it, but I have to double check. The first is the basic idea of the wall. Who builds and why? The second is technicalities in the Lashon of why does it say Amr versus Chayiv? And the third is Machlok, Shabin, the time in the Re, about why it says twice. Those are three parts of Tosfos. You could have broken it up differently. Fundamental issues, linguistic issues. And linguistic has two parts, A and B. The breakup is less important, but the fact that you have a good handle on the parts of Tosfos, that's critical. The next stage is, okay, Tosfos asked an opening question, which was, why am I building this wall? Mechitza Sakerem. Tosfos says it's to prevent Hezek. Do other Rishonim give a similar, do they ask this question? And if they do, do they give a similar answer, a different answer? If you can walk away from a Tosfos and say, There are three parts to it. The first part, he's asking a question about what the Sibas HaMechayiv is. What's the Mechayiv for building a Mechitzas Karim? And he only came up with one answer. Maybe Rishonim agree or disagree. At least you have clarity on that Tosfos. Then you come across Tim Eri, or the Ramban, or Rashi, and you say, does Rashi address any of the same questions? What question is Rashi? How many parts there is Rashi? What's the first part doing? What's Rashi asking? The more you train yourself to articulate these issues, the more naturally you will come up with good stuff. Brilliant people get it quickly. People like myself, who are smart but not brilliant, it requires clear, articulated methodology. Sometimes when a salvation can come across machlokes, boom, he give me the hezbollah right away. I have to ask myself, what makes more sense? What makes? It's a second side. The third, back, fourth, so I break it down to the core basic elementary issues. I read the Tosfos. I got it. But like, then I have to remind myself, how many issues did he deal with? And I have to clarify, that's the key word, clear. Clarify for myself, three issues. I'll give a little bit of mush about clarity. If Torah is not clear to you, there's nothing to enjoy about it. I can't promise you you'll like it if it's clear, although the odds are in your favor. I can guarantee you don't have a bat shot in you know where. If you can't, there's nothing to enjoy about hazy, vague, unclear Torah. So therefore, you got to be honest, and you have to be clear. You can't get stuck. If you get stuck, figure something out. Ask someone, look up a word in the dictionary, use the art scroll, use the Masifta. Masifta translate Rashi and Tosfos. I'll say it more strongly. I think it's Betel Torah to spend 2.5 hours working through a Tosfos that you could have done in an hour with the Masifta. Now, if you're trying to work through a Svara, that's not what I'm talking about. You're trying to look up a Gemara and figure out, is Tosfos Raya a fair Raya, or is there another way to learn the Gemara? Fine. You're trying to translate 10 words of the Gemara, of that Tosfos quote, that you're too lazy to look up the Gemara for, and work out the Gemara properly. You don't know what the Pshat in the Gemara is. So of course you're not going to understand how Tosfos understood the Gemara. And you're too lazy to do all that stuff. You sit 2.5 hours, when it's taking you twice as long, you can just look up the Gemara with the art scroll, and figure out the Gemara, and then things make a lot more sense if you look them up properly. After each Rishon, ask yourself, what was told to me? What did he say? What questions did he answer? Again, like I said earlier, how many parts are there? Do other Rishonim agree or disagree? Even before you get to Lomdus, this is basic Pshat and Sugya. What did the Gemara say? What is it, right? Start off with the Mishnah. There are three basic parts to the Mishnah. Chatzar, Gina, and Bika. Do they have the same halachas? Do they have different halachas? There's a lot, 50% of the Mishnah, more, 60% is talking about Chatzar. Why? What are they teaching me more there than there? The first Gemara starts off talking about the word. First you have the Mishnah, the three parts. Then you have the Gemara, tells me what the definition of the word Mechitz is. It could mean this or it could mean that. Then you have a whole discussion about Hezekiah. Stage by stage, what did the Gemara, what, just walk out with clarity. What was said? Who answers his questions? It's totally the same way otherwise. Good. Don't get stuck. Use the art scroll. Use the Masif to ask people. Spend a lot of time asking people. Have clear goals of what you want to do in a sugya. In my year, everyone suggests it. I try my best to, at the end of the day, pay attention to the last 5 minutes of shiur. They're incredibly helpful for tomorrow. I almost end every shiur saying, tomorrow we'll deal with these two issues. And I feel like 50% of the shiur is, I got time till tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow comes along, what are the issues he's dealing with? No clue. I had the chair on Wednesday saying the two major issues we're going to deal with. We're going to finalize the first half of Tosfos. What is the Mechayiv of the wall? And then the second half of Tosfos we're going to work on as well. Right, says Amr, Nachlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. You can guarantee what question am I going to ask about the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? What's behind that Machlokes? And if you're really good, and you're holding the Rishon, you'll know. Well, there's actually two Machlokes, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a Chiddush, according to Ri, there's a different Chiddush. I'm going to ask, what's the Machlokes? Is Rabbeinu Tam right or wrong? And is the Ri right or wrong? Because it's not, is it Mutar Us, or is the Rabbeinu Tam true or not true? Is the Ri true or not true? Use the end of the Shir to, as a chance for guidance and navigation as to what we're going to accomplish the next day during Shir and during Seder. Because my Seder is designed to prepare for my Shir. And the end of my Shir, I try my best to let you guys know what's in my mind, what I plan on doing tomorrow. I think Chazar after Shir is critical. Rav Chaim used to always say, if it's not here, it's not here. If you can't say it over, you don't understand it clearly. You got to say it over. When I was in yeshiva, I used to spend until 6 p.m. every single day learning morning Seder. I would learn from 8:30 to 1. So morning Seder, 8:30. Not like in people here who I think is a mistake. Show up 9, 9:15, 9:30, learn a half hour of Chumash and Bekiyas, and start morning Seder at 10. It's a mistake. Ian's the center of the day. Pinnacle is the most important thing. I would start off at 8:30. I would learn until 1. Take a break from 1 to 3. 3 o'clock is Mincha. And I'd pick up again until 6. During the break, I learned Bekiyas and whatever else I learned. And I chazed over and over. I spent time. I wanted to get this far as clear and understood what they meant. It wasn't easy. But that's what I wanted to do. I looked up every single Rishon inside. If you have a tough time reading Rishonim, the best way to pick up reading skills of Rishonim, I believe, is after you understand them, read them again. Repetition. In terms of reading skills in general, the best thing I've ever done for my Bekiyas reading was I learned Kedushin with the art scroll once and chazed it four times. Three times. I learned Kedushin four times by Shana Aleph. I read it once with the art scroll, so it didn't take me much time. I wasn't breaking my teeth. And chazed it over and over and over again. I read it out loud, so it went to my mouth, my eyes, my ears. I absorbed it in many deep ways. And read it over and over again. Read the Tosfos again. If you don't get it, read it again. Ask someone else. And people should be chazering the Rishonim inside after Shia. Rav Horn said, this is what Tosfos holds. So people didn't see the Rishon inside. Rav Horn said over the Rishon quickly. Rav Horn said the Pshat and the Rishon. Everything, you know. Check me, call it. Do the words make sense? Read it inside. You should read the Rishon again over and over and over again. It works on reading skills, and it makes sure it's true. If Parnas used to say the best thing he gained from the Rav Shir is he was sarcastic about the Brisker Derech his first 2 years there. And he spent hours trying to challenge everything the Rav said until he realized, give up. Brisker's Amos. Gain a Brisker. Okay. I think Chazar after Shir, you got to have clarity. You got to know what was said. You got to know, you know. When I was in yeshiva, part of the reason why I spent so much time during morning Seder is I would write down notes very, very quickly. My notes would look like this. Number one, Rambam. Number two, Tosfos and Rashi. Number three, Rav Chaim and Akira. I don't know, Chafetz Gavra. And then I would go back afterwards and fill them in. The Rambam had the... And if I did not ask, I would not be embarrassed to ask someone to explain every step by step of Shia. What did the Rebbe say first? What did the Rebbe say second? What did the Rebbe say third? What did the Rebbe say fourth? There was almost a value in, like, I picked that up from Rav Parnas a little bit in YU, of, like, not understanding it until you get it. I once had a Rebbe who said, the Rishon is wrong until you understand him. I think that's an unbelievably undermining and cynical approach towards Rishonim. So I would quicker say, the Rishon is right, but don't give up till you understand him, because the generation we live in, people like to think they're better than Rishonim and Chazal and whatnot. But I do believe, feel free to say about me, Rav Horn is wrong until I can understand him. And you want to know what? If you don't understand it, keep on proving why it's wrong, and keep on attacking and asking and asking. If you can prove me wrong, that's great. That's great. Use Ari Sher more in the base medrash. Use me more in the base medrash. Whether it means I didn't understand what Tosfos says. What did you say in Tosfos? What do these two words mean? What's a hutsa? I never heard of the word before. Hutsa v'dafna. I would talk about it. I don't know the words. I never learned them in high school. I'll tell you the truth. The first time I ever learned Baba Basra, I was teaching kids from Toronto. We learned it in 12th grade. And one day the first year, I go, what's a hutsa v'dafna? I said, I'm a little embarrassed. I don't know what that means. He was shocked. I didn't know what it meant. He was right to be shocked. It was total amarasis. I was already given shir. I know what hutsa v'dafna was. I was 2 daf ahead opposed to 3 daf ahead. But I told the kid, ain't a baishan lomid. I'm embarrassed I didn't know this basic din. It's as tosh as here, and the air progresses, but you want to know what? I'd rather err on the side of looking stupid than spend the whole time frustrated and not understanding. Ask our share, take advantage of him, take advantage of me. When it comes to the Mayer Makomos, I try to put stuff in brackets. People say put a star by the more important things. I've tried to put a star by the more important things. I would also say, I may be wrong. My star is in brackets and whatnot. Don't be afraid to ask me, Rebbe, what do you want us to see out of this Tosfos? I didn't, you know, what do you want me to see out of this Rashba? Those are fair questions. Legitimate questions. You know, the Rashba sounds very similar to the Ramban. Is it? Or are they different? And I'll say, either I thought they were the same. I don't know. I haven't looked at the Rashba again recently. I thought it was different. And I noticed, if you look at the 4 words, the Rashba says something the Ramban doesn't say. Look carefully there. Then you can say, Rabbi, I'll look carefully. Could you just tell me? And then I'll say either yes or no, depending on my time and how important, whatever. Use other guys in the base matters. Don't be afraid to ask other guys questions and learning. It's so unbelievably helpful. It creates a culture of Torah. Ask other guys. I feel like I'm just repeating 8 or 9 different approaches towards Ein Habayis Shalomim. Don't be embarrassed. Don't cover up. Don't make it unclear. Make sure you get clarity. These are all tricks to clarity. Some are social tricks. Some are educational tricks. Some methodological. Different tricks. The more you have clarity, the more gishmak it is. Think back to the most enjoyable, positive shiurim you've heard in your life. It's because things were crystal clear. It just took a bunch of mess and made it organized. Like, wow, look how beautifully organized it is. There were 8 Rishonim. I didn't understand where they were coming from. Now it's nice to put together. Rashi goes, well, Shitasa, which just makes so much sense. It's organized and clear. There's Seder. The system works. That's one of the gishmaks. And you got to work hard. And you got to work smart. Working hard is not batala. I mean, showing up on time and working hard and working smart is different technical ways of making sure you have clarity. How many parts are there at Tosfos? What did Tosfos say? What does Tosfos answer? What did the Gemara say? Chazer things. Feel free to ask Shakal Avatari of Gemara Rishonim out loud to yourself. If anyone wants more details, there's a great book called Kerem Yehoshua from Rabbi Yehoshua Cohen. It's a fascinating, fantastic Talmud Chacham who's got a bekiyas like no one else in the world, I'm almost certain. No one else in the world. And he's got a lot of great tips in the book.
And what's it called?
Kerem Yehoshua. Enjoy night, Seder Rav Osa, Yishar Koach. If you have questions, feel free to follow up. Hope that was helpful.
No, I know
you
had your pleasure.
Yeah, you're welcome. Helpful?
I think so.
I hope so.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to write that Marlo taped it. Who else taped it?
Oh.
Who else?
I don't know.